The stories of Mahabharata, retold by Sudipta Bhaumik. Welcome, dear friends, to another episode of The Stories of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard how King Virat defeated Susharma's army with the help of the Pandavas. We also heard Arjun, disguised as Brihannala, had to join the action to defend Virat's kingdom from the Kaurava attack. When Uttar's chariot arrived at the Sami tree, Arjun pointed to the top of the tree and said, "Uttar, do you see something hanging from the branches up there?" Uttar looked up and said,
"Looks like someone hung a dead body."
No, it isn't a dead body. It's a package. Climb up the tree and bring it down."
"Are you sure?"
Uttar was skeptic. "Don't forget, I'm a prince. I don't want to touch a filthy, decomposed body. It's beneath my dignity."
"Trust me, I won't ask you to do anything inappropriate. If you want to defeat the Kauravas, do as I say."
Uttar couldn't defy Arjun's commanding tone. He climbed up the tree and brought down the heavy bundle.
"Now open it."
Uttar untied the ropes and unpacked the bundle. And when he removed the fabric cover, he was astounded to see the contents. Ornate bows, strange-looking arrows, heavy maces, swords, armors, spears, and many other lethal weapons dazzled his eyes. Arjun picked up a gem-studded bow decorated with 1,000 golden lizards and said,
"This is the famous Gandiva of Arjun. He received this as a gift from Varun, the god of the waters, during the burning of the Khandava forest."
He then pointed to the other weapons and said,
"The one with the golden handle is Bhim's. The one decorated with red and black dots is Yudhishthir's. Nakul uses this bow with the golden sun emblems carved on it. And the one specked with golden insects belong to Sahadev."
Prince Uttar stood there dumbfounded. Arjun smiled and said,
"You don't look like you believe me."
"How could you expect me to believe you? Why would the Pandavas leave their weapons hanging in this tree? If these are their weapons, where are the mighty Pandavas? Where is their wife Draupadi?" Arjun held Uttar's arm and said, "I think it is time to reveal the truth. I am Arjun. Kanka, your father's friend, is none other than Emperor Yudhishthir. Chef Ballav, who cooks your delicious meals, is my brother Bhim. The chief of your stable is my younger brother Nakul, and the person in charge of your cattle is Sahadev. Sairindhri, your mother's personal maid, is our wife Draupadi." Uttar bowed to Arjun and said, "Pardon me, sir, for my arrogance. I have been rude to you. I bragged in front of you. I am ashamed of my behavior. Punish me whatever way you wish." Arjun laughed and pulled up Uttar. "Prince Uttar, it was not your fault. Whatever you did was because of your ignorance. Now get up and drive my chariot. I will fight the Kauravas and win back your cattle." Uttar mounted the chariot and held the reins. Arjun strung his Gandiv and pulled the string to create a loud twang. The sound reverberated through the valley and ran shivers down the spines of the Kaurava army. The twang of the mighty Gandiv was well known to them, and they feared Arjun was closer than they would like him to be. Drona called Duryodhan and said, "Look at your soldiers. The sound of Arjun's Gandiv has drained blood off their face. They know today Arjun's arrows will slaughter them. If you want to survive,
take the cows and go back to Hastinapur. We'll wait for Arjun.
Duryodhan laughed and said,
If this is Arjun, then I'd be the happiest person on earth. The Pandavas are yet to complete their 13 years in exile, and now that Arjun has exposed himself, they would have to go back for 12 more years.
Drona said, The Pandavas are not fools. They wouldn't come out unless the 13 years are over. Arjun will arrive any moment. Flee, or else say your final prayers.
Drona's caustic remarks didn't please Duryodhan. I'm sure Grandfather Bhishma could tell us if the 13 years are over or not.
But what makes you so sure this is Arjun? It could be King Virat's men or maybe King Virat himself.
Let me tell you, whoever it is, I am not afraid to fight.
It is your habit to scare us and sing Arjun's praise.
Duryodhan turned to his generals and said,
It was my mistake to bring these old people with me. They can only talk and try to find fault in others. Send them behind the army column and get ready to fight.
Karna said, Be it Arjun or Virat, today he will get to taste my arrows. I have my Guru Parashuram's blessings. Nobody can beat me in a battle. I alone can defeat Arjun. Watch me, how I destroy his chariot and bring him down on his knees to Duryodhan's feet. And then I'll kill him in front of you all.
Kripacharya couldn't take it anymore.
He looked at Karna and with a stern voice he said, Karna, you only think of war as if war is the only means to resolve any problem.
Wise men have said that of all means to resolve a dispute, war is the worst and the most sinful act. A war can be justified only when all other means of reconciliation have failed. It would be foolish of you to fight Arjun. After 13 years of exile, he is as ferocious as a hungry lion. Do you think he'd let you go free?
Karna laughed. He moved close to Kripa's chariot and said,
You think Arjun is the only archer in this world who can shoot an arrow?
Old man, who do you think I am? A moron?
I know why you are trying to scare us away.
You want to protect your favorite student, that's all.
You want to make sure that he doesn't become a laughingstock in front of the Kaurava army.
Drona's son, Aswatthama, was furious. He looked Karna in the eye and said,
Karna, how dare you insult my father?
A teacher treats his student like his sons. It is natural for father to speak in Arjun's favor.
And what he said is true.
Karna, you always boast of your prowess. But did you ever succeed in defeating any of the Pandavas? You and your friend Duryodhan always used sly means to humiliate and defeat the Pandavas, but you always failed in combat.
Keep in mind, Arjun's Gandiv doesn't shoot dice. It shoots sharp and lethal arrows. So get ready to fight. Let your advisor Shakuni fight. If my father Drona wants to fight Arjun, he can do so, but I won't.
Bhishma could sense a rising dissent among the Kaurava generals. He tried to calm things down. He called Aswatthama and said, Karna is only trying to provoke you to fight. He didn't mean to insult anybody.
Duryodhan came to Drona with folded palms and said, Gurudev, I apologize to you on behalf of my friend. Please pardon us and lead us in this battle.
Duryodhan's apology and Bhim's words calmed Drona.
He went to Bhishma and said, Well then, tell us, did the Pandavas complete their 13 years of exile?
Bhishma nodded and said, As per my calculations, yes, they did. Arjun would never reveal himself before completing their part of the bargain. Now, Duryodhan, you decide what you want to do. Give back their kingdom or prepare to fight?
Giving back their kingdom is not an option at all, said Duryodhan. Let's get ready to fight.
Bhishma sighed and said, Well then, allow me to suggest a strategy.
Duryodhan, you go back to Hastinapur with a quarter of the army to protect you. Let another quarter of the soldiers take Virat's cows to your ranch. The rest stay here with us and fight Arjun.
Duryodhan agreed.
He left the battlefield with a fourth of the army guarding his chariot. Another team left with the stolen cows. The rest of the soldiers stood in a diamond formation with Drona in the front, Ashwatthama on the right, Kripa on the left, and Karna guarding the rear. Bhishma stood on his chariot in the center of the formation. Soon, the Kauravas sighted the flag on top of Arjun's chariot. The rumbling of his chariot wheels and the sound of his conch sent shivers down the Kaurava spine. Arjun raised his bow and shot two arrows in the air. The arrows came flying and dropped in front of Drona's feet. Drona smiled and said, This is how my student Arjun pays his respect. Arjun asked Uttar to take the chariot around the formation. He was looking for Duryodhan but couldn't find him. He called Uttar and said, Duryodhan must have left with the cows. Let's leave these soldiers and try to catch up to Duryodhan and rescue your cattle. That is our main objective. As Arjun's chariot veered away from the formation, Drona knew what his student is up to. He yelled, Arjun is going after Duryodhan! We must stop him! The Kaurava army turned around and with a huge roar, they chased Arjun's chariot. Arjun called Uttar and said, You keep driving the chariot till you find the cows. In the meantime, let me deal with the Kauravas. Arjun turned around and sprayed arrows on the Kaurava army. The continuous twang of Arjun's Gandiv, the rumbling of the chariot wheels, and the death cry of the Kaurava soldiers reverberated throughout the battlefield. Soon Arjun's chariot reached the herd of cows. Arjun's arrows scattered the soldiers chasing the cows, and Uttar's chariot veered the cattle towards the Matsya kingdom. After rescuing the cows, Arjun asked Uttar to take the chariot to Karna. Arjun's barrage of arrows took Karna by surprise. Overwhelmed, he called for help. Duryodhan's brother Vikarna and other Kaurava warriors rushed in to defend him. But Arjun's rapid-fire arrows were too much for them to handle. They ran for their lives. Karna's brother Sangramjit sacrificed his life to let Karna escape Arjun's wrath. Uttar then took the chariot to Kripa and a fierce battle broke out. Arjun's arrows killed Kripa's horses and threw Kripa to the ground. Arjun allowed Kripa to get up and gather his weapons. Kripa took advantage of Arjun's respite and struck him with 10 arrows. Arjun smiled and with a quick few shots shattered his armor and his bow. A group of Kaurava warriors rushed in to save Kripa. They took Kripa on the chariot and fled the battleground. Arjun then faced his teacher, Drona. He bowed to Drona and said, We completed our exile and have come to take revenge on our enemy. But I don't want to fight you unless you strike first. Drona smiled and lifted his bow and shot a volley of arrows to Arjun. Arjun retaliated and an intense battle between a teacher and a student ensued. Arjun's arrows engulfed Drona and the old man had a difficult time countering them. His armor shattered and his body was covered with blood. Ashwatthama came from behind to defend his father. Arjun moved away to engage with Ashwatthama, allowing a bruised Drona to escape the battlefield. Soon, Ashwatthama was out of arrows and he had no other option but to flee. Arjun didn't bother to chase Ashwatthama. Rather, he wanted to face his arch-rival Karna once again. Karna had recovered from his earlier wounds and returned to the battlefield to settle his score with Arjun. Once again, the titans clashed. But it was Arjun's day. He was indomitable and soon Karna had multiple arrows stuck in his chest. Crying in pain, Karna once again fled the battlefield.
Arjun turned to Uttar and said,
"Now take me to that golden chariot in the center of the field. Grandfather Bhishma is waiting for me." Uttar was exhausted. The violence of war and the death and destruction all around was too much for him. With a trembling voice, he said, "Arjun, I can't take it anymore. We have completed our mission. We got back our cows. Now can we please go back?"
Arjun said, "Don't be afraid. You are doing fine. Hang on a little longer and take me to Bhishma. You will have the privilege to witness what great warriors can do in a battlefield."
Uttar took the chariot to the center of the field and faced Bhishma.
Arjun bowed to Bhishma and said, "Grandfather, I seek your blessings." Bhishma didn't answer. He lifted his bow and hurled a deadly weapon to Arjun. Within a split second, Arjun's arrow shot it down. The two great warriors then engaged in the fiercest of battles human beings could ever imagine. The Agni weapon lit up a huge blaze, only to be countered by torrential rains from the Varuna weapon. The rains were then blown away by strong winds from the Vayu weapon. Arjun's deadly and unending assault was too much even for Bhishma to withstand. He felt dizzy and sat down on his chariot. Arjun stopped for a moment, and Bhishma's charioteer took the opportunity and fled the battleground. In the meantime, Duryodhan recouped from his injuries and returned to the battlefield and attacked Arjun. This time, he did not come alone. Drona, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Karna and Bhishma accompanied him. They circled around Arjun and attacked him from all directions. Arjun kept fighting with his conventional weapons, but he realized he was being overpowered. He pulled out the famous hypnosis weapon he had acquired from Indra and hurled it on the Kauravas. The great Kaurava warriors lost their consciousness and dropped to the ground like flies.
Uttar was stunned to see the power of the weapon. Arjun said, "Uttar, we have to keep our promise to your sister Uttara. Go and get the white clothes of Drona and Kripa. Get the yellow scarf from Karna and the blue costumes from Ashwatthama and Duryodhan. Get Bhishma's clothes too. But be careful. He is stunned, but he can wake up any moment. He knows the antidote to this weapon."
Uttar went to each of the gallant warriors and took off their clothes. Then he mounted the chariot and turned around to leave the battlefield. Bhishma woke up, and when he saw Arjun leaving, he attacked Arjun. Arjun turned around and with few quick blows killed Bhishma's horses.
Duryodhan woke up and cried out,
"Grandfather, strike him! Don't let him escape!"
Bhishma laughed and said, "Why are you screaming now? Where was your valor a few moments ago when Uttar took off your clothes? Think yourself lucky to be alive. It was Arjun's magnanimity that he didn't kill you while you were unconscious. Now get back to your kingdom and let Arjun go back to Matsya with the cows."
Duryodhan sighed and then ordered the Kauravas to retreat to Hastinapur. Arjun watched them from a distance and smiled. He said, "Uttar, you have accomplished your mission. You got back your cows. Let's go back to the palace." Uttar smiled and drove the chariot towards the palace of King Virat.
The Stories of Mahabharata is written, directed and told by Sudipta Bhaumik. Audio engineering, original music and sound design by Avi Ziv. Find us online at facebook.com/Mahabharata Podcast. Join the group for updates and news. Subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or any other podcast catcher. On Twitter, we are at Mahabharat Audio. The podcast is distributed under the Creative Commons non-commercial license.